Let's take just a few more shout outs. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Nicole from Milwaukee.
Well, good morning, Miss Nicole from Milwaukee. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Good morning, Barbie from Chicago.
Ah, Chicago's in the house. Welcome, welcome, Miss Bobby, to the Master's Call. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas via Houston, Texas this morning. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, we bring you the warmest of our Lord and Savior's greetings this morning on the Master's Call on this fabulous Friday, where many of us have just witnessed history with the joining of the royal wedding. And so we want to wed our hearts to join in word and listen and indeed to today being blessed by the Holy Writ. We're going to have Minister Kathy come now and open us up. Miss Candy come forth and open us up with a word of prayer. And then Minister Kathy, you are down to close us for prayer today. Miss Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Just speak up a little bit louder, and the floor is yours.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Great. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I come to worship you this morning. Lord, I come with thanksgiving and singing praises to you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I thank you for salvation. Lord, I thank you for the breath of life. Lord, you are the bread of life, and you sent your son Jesus that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, I thank you for the word. You are the word, and the word is you. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is welcome on this call this morning. Lord, let your unhindered anointing flow from above and fill our lives. Lord, I greet you greatly, anticipating the good things you have prepared for us today. Lord, I love you. Father God, I thank you for the founders of this call. I thank you for the anointing you have placed on this call. I pray your continued blessings on Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I thank you for the vision you gave them for this Master's Morning Call. I praise you that the vision for this call was for us to get up early in the morning to hear from you, to seek your face, and to order our day. We rise to the sound of the heavenly bugle that blows early. We come early because spiritual battles are won by the prayers sent up in the early hours of the morning. Thank you for the speaker today. I thank you that our speaker ministers in the wisdom and power of God. Speak through her with the words from your throne. Bless her as she delivers your uncompromised word. I bind any attempt and attack of Satan to hinder, disrupt, or change the message you, God, have for us. I loose your anointing to flow through to every heart listening. So, God, open the portals to heaven. Flood the airways with the power that you only can provide. Bless the earpiece of every listener with a supernatural anointing from the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray continued blessings on the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International. Bless every believer from the platinum president to the advisor. Bless all the staff and employees working for Artists. Fill their hearts with your peace and joy. So this morning, Father God, we are just here, oh God. We are with your godly thoughts, Lord, and your anointed words. Let us produce success for our lives that glorifies you and you only. Help us to rid ourselves of vanity and any ungodly pride that we may have, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that the message this morning will help us establish your divine agenda for our lives and download victory and success and prosperity into our day. I take authority over this day and command it to line up with your will for our lives. I pull down success, health, blessings from the spiritual realm this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy. as we appreciate you opening up and clearing the portals of heaven so the word of God can go forth freely on this Friday morning. We have just a few announcements before we have Dr. PK come and introduce our speaker for the morning. We want to invite each and every one of you to our website, where there is just an arsenal of messages, of links where you can click on at your leisure and pass on to others so that they can be enriched, enhanced, and empowered with God's word to stir our hearts and encourage us to go on for Jesus. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we are just so excited when we look at our tracker and just see how so many people click on the messages. And we're just encouraging you to continue to spread the word about this call and this website. We also have an email where you can feel free to send us your prayer requests, your testimonies, or just give us a friendly shout-out. We'd appreciate hearing from you at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And because this call was formed out of a kinship and relationship through Artists International, those of you who are on the line who are not a part of Artists, we'd love for you to email us and let us get in touch with you and tell you about this God-anointed and God-appointed company. And for our distributors, we encourage you to go to your back office where there's announcements of promotions and events coming up. We've been encouraging everyone to keep in prayer the upcoming ATC training that will be held in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area tomorrow on the 30th, and all the details are in your back office as we continue to pray for the upcoming ATC training that will be held in Toronto, Canada on May 7th. So we know we had some awesome bra trainings all across the country yesterday, but we want to keep these things covered in our prayers. With all that being said, I want to turn over the call now to Dr. PK so she can announce and introduce our speaker for the morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and thank you so much. Would you tell me if Pastor Walter Henderson is on the line?
Yes, she is.
Pastor, Dr. Walter Henderson.
Yes, the line is there. She's there. They're there.
Okay. On yesterday, I just thank God for today and thank God for who God is to us. I believe that we are in prayer every morning because we not only are enhancing ourselves and getting ourselves ready for today, but it also prepares us for what we really are living. And as a spiritual pioneer and frontline warrior, life sometimes allows us to be hit by ammo that we weren't necessarily expecting. And so this morning I am calling on the family of the Master's Morning Call to arm yourselves and assist in a battle that my husband and I have been in but has intensified. On yesterday, we were called in to the hospital and was given the advice to called the loved ones and everyone around. David has been given 2 weeks to live. We know that God is indeed a healer. But I believe that the word this morning should come from someone who has just been covering and knows how to cover in the scripture of healing and has been strong pillars for us as we have fought this battle and continue to fight. So the Hendersons on the line this morning to minister to us is God has given them to do so. So whatever God gives them and however God gives it, it's fine with me. Pastor Henderson, Bishop Henderson, whoever is on to do what we need done this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I believe my husband is also on the line as well. If not, he will be very shortly. And I just want to just honor the Lord, first of all, for who he is and whose we belong to. And we give God praise and glory for the absolute privilege it is this morning to be on this call. And I want to just thank the Lord for the entire artist family. And to you, Dr. PK, let me just say this. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And that's where I will just leave that. And that's where we just believe and trust God. And whatever God does, we know for a fact he never makes a mistake. And he is still God, and we're going to still serve him, still trust him, and still keep our eyes completely on him. I am going to, for about just 10 minutes, I want to just give what I believe is a word we were called earlier this morning to give a word, and if my husband is on the line, I would have him, if it's I believe it would be appropriate for him just to close this morning. Let me give you just a scripture, and this was actually yesterday's devotional, one of the devotionals that he and I did together in our morning devotion. It's coming out of Exodus, the 3rd chapter, and actually, it is just 2 verses that I am going to read and just give you a thought this morning. Exodus 3, verses 11 and 12. And most of us know the story of Moses. Moses is one that I truly believe had what I look at as a poor self-image. And I'll tell you, most of the time when people possibly meet many of us, including myself, they possibly can't even begin to imagine that that ever was. But sometimes when you think that you've been born on the wrong side of the track, or when whether you're in the wrong race or whatever the situation might throw you, you might and I might begin to think that and have a poor self-image as well. And that's, to me, as I read this again this morning, is really what was all about the situation with Moses. And I want to say to each one of us on this morning, get your head up. God has not forsaken you. I don't care what it looked like. He has never lost a situation. He is still God. He is still able to heal, to deliver, and to set every captive thing free. And I just believe that this morning, that if we would just get a hold of who I am is, hallelujah, and he is able to do it this morning. So let's read the word, because if I don't go to the word, I'm going to tell you right now, it's one of these mornings that you want to just lay in the floor and kick your leg up and say, hey, let's just call a prayer altar and just altar it up to the Lord. Exodus 3, verse 11 through 12, it says, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, oh, I like this about the Lord. God, sometimes when we sitting and crying and weeping and, you know, and I say snotting and laying in the middle of the floor, God don't even, he don't even entertain and even get involved with all that stuff. All he said to Moses is this. He said, certainly I will be with you. Now, for me this morning, that to me is enough to get me through this day, because that's all we need is enough to get us through this day. Ain't no reason for us to be looking at what's going to happen tomorrow, because The word of God says that his grace going to be sufficient for us when tomorrow come anyway. And so we don't need today's grace, I mean tomorrow's grace in today. We need just today's grace to get us wherever it is. And so if I needed to this morning to use for a title just for the web and all of that, dare to pursue your dream. I don't care what it looked like. I challenge you this morning to pursue your dream. Stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at what the devil has given you as a bad report. Stop looking at whether you've gone to school. Stop looking in the back office for right now and seeing that you only got 32 points. And look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, when God came to Moses, God didn't ask Moses about his credentials. He didn't say, you know, how many times have you gone and delivered people? And, you know, just for those of us that is part of this artist or international business, God is not coming this morning asking us, how many times have you gone supervisor? Did you go manager A? Do you think possibly you could go manager B? God is coming even to that person that's on this call this morning that is at the advisory level. Because God, he looks at those that we would sometimes just pass all by. You remember the story of David when all of Jesse's sons had marched past the prophet Samuel. Samuel said to him, said, don't you have another one? Don't you have one that nobody ever thought that he would be anything? And Jesse said, yeah, he's out there tilling the sheep. He's out there smelling like the sheep. And the prophet said, I'm not going to sit down till you go and get him. I say this morning that even if you're an advisor on the line this morning, even if you are a president or a director or an executive or a platinum president, God is saying get your image up, that you will see what it is that he is desiring to do through every single one of us. He is not a respecter of person. He don't look at just the platinum and decide what he's going to do with a person on his call. He doesn't look at the advisor and decide what he's going to do. But every one of us, if our heart is right before him, he doesn't look at the outside and determine what he's going to do for a person from the inside out. What he does is he looks at a man's heart, and when he sees that my heart and your heart is right before him, he said, I'm not going to sit down until you bring him into me because he's the one. And I want to say to each one of us this morning, get our head up, because God is looking at the credentials that he has placed in you and I. Yes, Moses had a shady resume. Moses had killed a man. Moses, not only did he kill him, he killed him willingly, knowing that that's what he was going in to do. But Moses also had gone in the backside of the mountain because he was hiding. And I say to you this morning, come out from wherever you are. You don't have to hide. God knows exactly where you are. Moses was still wrestling with the fact that he couldn't talk like everybody else could. And I say, even if you stutter, even if you stammer this morning, God is able to place you with a mouthpiece that will speak for him. Get your head up. Go and pursue your dream this morning. God knew exactly where Moses was, and he knew exactly where Moses had went and hid. And he said to him, all he said to him was, certainly, I will be with you. And that's what I want to leave you with this morning. No matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the piece of paper, the x-ray, no matter what the doctor has said this morning, I say that as God says, certainly I will be with you. Glory to God. And if God be for you, who is anybody else? Tell me this morning, who is anyone else that can be with against you? If we don't understand it this morning, no matter what Moses was, God is saying, I am with you. So it wasn't based on what Moses was going to do. It wasn't based on what Moses' history was. It wasn't based on the successes that Moses had had. But it was based on that God was saying to Moses, I am with you. And he said, Moses, I said, tell me who I supposed to tell him that sent me. Tell me what to tell Pharaoh. He said, tell him that I am, has sent you. And so that this morning to me is what I believe needed to be said this morning. I am has sent us. Who is it that would send you and you would think that you can go platinum? I am has sent me. And that's all we need to be able to tell them this morning. Because if we go in with our own credentials, if we go in with our own resume, if we go in with what we think we ought to do, I say pursue your dream this morning and tell the devil this morning that I am has sent me. And because he has said certainly he will be with me, I cannot fail, because he is a God that will not fail. He is a God that will not bow down on what he has already promised. He said it, and he is a big enough God to do just what he said he would do. I say get your head up. Rise up, men and women of God, on this call this morning, and know that God is on your side, and he has not left you, nor will he ever forsake you. 1,000 might fall at your right hand, 10,000 on your right side, but it will not come nigh you. If you would just pursue your dreams, go in and possess the land that God has called you to do. And I know that it looked like it's not going to make it and that you're not going to be able to go in and overtake it. But if God has your front lid on your eyes and he has your back, how is it that you can fail? So I said, go in, get your marching orders this morning, and do what it is that God has said for you to do, and pursue every dream. If you got 2 weeks, pursue your dreams today. Hallelujah. If you got 2 years, pursue your dreams today, knowing that certainly I am with you. Back to you, Dr. PK. God bless you this morning.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that powerful, powerful word of encouragement. Dr. Walter Henderson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. I had wanted you to introduce your wife because she's always introducing you, you know.
Yes,
this ma'am. This is a team thing here. So
yes, it is.
We're going to do what the Lord has given us to do. Help us as we have a prayer. Kathy, I know that you're on for prayer. We're going to continue praying. But I just feel that we need to hear your voice this morning and whatever the Lord gives you to do.
Okay. Let me just say a few words, and then I just want to pray a short prayer, and then we'll just let those who God has given to pray and that is anointed to pray do as well. One of the things about me in my life is that I come, and I'm constantly reminded that when I was born again, and that the realization of what this salvation is that it's no longer about me. My life is hidden in Christ. In so much so that, as Paul said, I live, yet not I, but Christ. And I've set my heart that I don't want to do anything that does not bring him glory, that not bring him honor. Each day I'm constantly examining myself to say, Lord, what decision can I make today that will bring you the greatest glory? And I want you, Father, to get you a name. And I'm constantly reminded that what was stated in the Old Testament and said that will not the God of all the earth do that which is right? God is always good. There's never not a moment, there's never not a second that he is not good. He's good all the time. And so I trust in the goodness of God. I trust in the mercy of God. I trust in the wisdom of God. I trust in the strength of God. And I turn my heart totally and completely to him. And I want to encourage us this day, praise God. Here's what I know, that he loves us. Here's what I know, the God of the whole earth will do that which is right. And here's what I know, praise God, that my life is hidden in Christ. And Father, whatever brings you the greatest glory, that is what I seek for. And I hold to your word. I will never let go of your word, because thy word is truth. And so I want to just quickly, and turn it over back over to PK, Say, Father, we come and we stand, and we stand with our eyes upon you. We're like Jehoshaphat when he came. And many times, Father, we come to points we don't understand. We come to points we don't know what else to say. But our eyes is upon you. And that's where we stand today, Father. Amen. Our eyes is upon you. We're looking unto Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. And even as Job came, we stand and we worship you because our hearts are connected to you, because our life is in you, and because, Lord, we come and our love for you, because you first loved us. And we stand to say today that we trust you. Glory to God. And so, Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, you who the God of all comfort, comfort every heart right now in you. Praise God. And let us look, let us draw nigh unto the Lord, for he will draw nigh unto us. Praise God. And we declare that we're strong in you and strong in your power, strong in your might. And we say our confidence is in you because you are a God who cannot lie. It's impossible for you to lie. And so we stand to know that your word is true. And we bless you. We worship you. We draw nigh to you, the Lord our God. And we bless you. And we say, get you a name, God. Let your name be exalted and glorified, magnified for what a mighty God you are. And we bless you now. And we say that we will always bless you. Your praise will continuously be upon our lips. Hallelujah to the Most High God. And as we draw nigh to you, even in this, we know you are our strength. You are our wisdom. You are our sanctification. Glory to God. You are our all in all. And we will not put our head down, but we lift them high in yes. you. Glory to God. And we draw our life, and we draw our strength, and all that we are from you. And we worship you. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to say, my wife does introduce me, and I just want to say she's truly a woman of God. I love her so much. She is my heartbeat, and I thank God for her and the Christ that's in her today. Thank y'all for allowing her to share. And Pastor PK, I want you to be encouraged today. Pastor Elijah, Brother Elijah, be encouraged today. Praise God. Take hold of the altar of God and hold on to the Lord God. Praise God. We will not look down, but we continually look up. And we worship and we say, your word is true. God bless you, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and we love you. You all know that you are some examples of of authority and knowing of the word and just speaking the word. And the word is true. And the word is with us this morning, and we thank you. Thank you very much. At this time, I am going to turn you back to my sister and co-host, Dr. Vanessa, and we close out on Fridays as we normally close out on Fridays. Dr. Vanessa, amen. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just praise God for those strong and strategic words of encouragement from both Dr. Walter and Dr. Joycelyn Henderson. And thank you for speaking to our spirits, an awesome nugget to hold on to anchor on. Dare to pursue your dreams and get your heads up. We hear you and we receive those words. And we thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up in prayer. As we always do on Fridays, we're going to now have Minister Kathy come and close out with a word of prayer for our prayer request and for this call. And those who want to stay on the line, we invite you to, because one of our missions and our mandates is to pray over the needs of our Master's Call family. So if you do have a prayer request, and we definitely know that we will stay in corporate agreement and prayer for Minister Elisha Roberts today. And we're keeping our heads up, and our prayers are going to reflect that we're standing on the word, confident in his truth, that God is faithful. So, Minister Kathy, if you will come now and close us out in prayer, and we'll do the benediction so that we are through, and then those who want to stay on are welcome to stay, and we'll take further prayer requests. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Yes, Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you so much. We just praise God for the man and woman of God, and, of course, for our family with Dr. PK and Dad Roberts. We just really just come before you, Father, now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you are still God, and you're still on the throne of our lives. And as we come before you today, we come before you just blessing your name, calling you Abba Father. There's nobody else, God, but you. Thank you for this another day you've given unto us. Thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for being the one who cares greatly about us. Thank you for being the one who loves us with an everlasting love. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, that we can look up and see you, because truly our eyes are upon you today. And so, God, as we look to you, we thank you that we start this day glorifying you and honoring you. We start this day, God, going forth just to give your name praise, because you're still God and you're still worthy of the praise. And so, God, as we come together again, we thank you for the close of this week. We thank you for all of those that are on our prayer list, Lord God, all of those that are standing in much need of you. We thank you, God, because you are the one that we run to. You said when we're in trouble, we can run to you, God, for you are a helper. And we thank you for being the helper that we need today. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's in the midst of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're Jehovah Roah. You're our friend, Lord God, that never leaves us. We bless you today. We thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh. You are the one, hallelujah, that provides for us. Thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. You are the one that is the healer. Hallelujah. We confess it today. We stand in the gap and we build up the hedge. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in complete control. And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare and decree right now that you are the God of all comfort. We thank you that you know how to hold us, Lord God, in the midst of our situation, in the midst of where we are. You hold us up, Lord God, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor today. And we thank you, Lord God, that we stand in the gap and we declare and decree that you're the God that loves us, and we are in the midst of your hands, and we love and adore you so very much. And we thank you, Lord God, as we bring this call to a close, God, that each and every one that are up us is on this prayer line this morning, that you would undergird us and hold us up. Oh, God, a special prayer for Pastor PK and Dad Roberts today. God, hold them up into your arms, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and as we love on them, Lord God, knowing that you are in control, knowing that you are the one that provides the healing that we need today. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching and astounding even the doctors, Lord God. And we declare and decree, Lord God, that the dead shall live and not die. And we give you glory and we give you praise that it will be established, oh God, upon this earth today. In Jesus' matchless and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Dr. Vanessa, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank each and every one of you for being a part of the Master's Call family this morning. We celebrate Jesus and hold on to that rich word that was given to us today by both Dr. Walter and Dr. Joyce Lynn Henderson, those words of empowerment and encouragement and direction to dare to pursue your dreams. We thank you, Minister Candy, for opening up the line. Always going to be sensitive to this call, that those who need to be dismissed at this time, we dismiss you and wish you a blessed day and a blessed weekend. And for those who would like to stay on the line and have prayer requests that they would like to give at this time, we are opening up the queue so that we can ask you to come into queue and for prayer requests, and we will take those now. And knowing that God has been faithful, he is a God that hears and answers prayer. prayer. So any of you all who have a prayer request, if you'll hit star 6, it will put you in the queue, and we will acknowledge you and take your prayer request. The first one I see is 513-885. If you give us your name and your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denatra Robbins from Cincinnati, Ohio. And Dr. Henderson, I enjoyed that message. It really spoke to my soul. And my prayer request is that I actually dare to pursue my dreams and that God sends me the right accountability partner. Thank you, ladies, and be blessed.
And could you say your first name again, please, dear?
Denatra.
Spell that
like
for me,
Frank
please.
Like Frank Sinatra. D-E-N-O-T-R-A.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And you want God to send you the right accountability partner.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. We got you. And thank you so much for that prayer request. We consider it an honor to pray. We have next Rushi from Atlanta.
Good morning.
Give us your prayer request, please.
Good morning, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa. First, I want to thank God for my health and strength and allow me to wake up and look up this morning. Thank you for the word that was shared this morning. I also want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see another birthday for 57 years. Today is my 57th birthday. And I'd like for you to continue to pray for me and my family and my financial, as well as to pray for the family. It is Lisa Parsley and Mr. Tim Parsley, a member of Artists International. He was over in Tuscaloosa, and his apartment while he was over there working got destroyed. So we are asking prayer for that family as well as for our artist family and for all of our artist people. And thank you all for hosting this call. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Arushi, I heard Parsley family. What were the both of the names again in Alabama?
His name is Tim, but his wife lives in Atlanta. He works over in Alabama. And his name is Tim, and his wife's name is Lisa Parson. They are P-A-I-R-S-O-N. They are a member of the artist family.
We definitely want to lift up that family and all the families. I'm sure many of you all have been watching the news of the destruction. And so thank you very much that we will definitely keep you and your family and your finances in prayer as we also lift up Tim and Lisa Parsons there in Alabama and all of those who've been affected by the storm. Thank you so much. Are there any other prayer requests? Again, all you need to do is hit *6, and it will put you in queue, and then we will recognize you. And again, we always consider it truly an honor and a privilege to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and lift up the will of the Lord in your lives. Godmother, welcome to the call. We're happy to take your prayer request. Godmother?
Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute.
It's okay. You had a prayer request this morning?
Yeah. My heart is heavy because of David, and I just want everybody to continue to pray for them.
Amen. We're keeping our heads up.
I've never met anybody like Pastor PK and David, so I'm just heartbroken this morning. But my prayers are with them, and I know God is still God.
Amen.
And I have another friend that's going through a lot of stressful stuff. His name is Robert. I'd ask that you pray for him.
Robert.
Ooh.
Pray for. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Godmother, for your prayer request. As we all are keeping our heads up and speaking the word of God for the Roberts family, and also to pray for your friend Robert as God keeps him through his situation, that he has victory in God. Amen. Next we have 678-761.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
This is Gina. God bless you. How are you?
Doing super fantastic, as Dr. PK
amen,
would say.
Amen. First of all, I want to thank you. I want to give a praise report regarding my daughter, Kaya. Since we prayed last Friday, we've been standing on the word and trusting God, and she is totally healed, and it has been manifested. She didn't have any problems this week regarding her stomach. So I want to thank the saints for praying. And my prayer request for this week would be to continue praying for my family, the Coward family, and I gave you their names last week.
Right.
And if you could just pray for my immediate family, just pray that God will continue to bless us and that our financial breakthrough is on its way and that it will be manifested in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Many of you all remember when she asked us to pray for her six-year-old daughter who is having attacks, complaining about her stomach, and we knew that it was a spiritual attack. So thank you for that praise report, because the word says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So thank you so much, Gina, for that praise report. We'll continue to lift up your Calvert family with your mother and your brother and sister. We have their names down, and then to pray for your immediate family for the financial victory, because he truly is our Jehovah Yuri, our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Next, we have from Houston, Texas, on the north side of town, Miss Marie, the floor is yours.
Yes. I want to say good morning to our honest family listeners, our ministers, and our prayer warriors on the phone, Dr. PK, and to husband. We love y'all over here, and we're going to keep y'all in prayer. We know that God is able. He can do anything that he want to do. And we trusting and still believing in miracles, because we know he works them every day. And so we're going to keep them lift up. And I'll be getting with her later. I'll call her later. And my nephew, his name is Reginald Green. We want you to put him, keep him in your prayers. He's in the hospital. We admitted him day before yesterday in the hospital, but he had a blood transfusion, so he's doing a little better. So we just keep him in your prayers. Dr. Vanessa, we love you. Thank you for the call and for just being faithful. And what can we say but God got it. We know.
Amen.
He's got it.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we've got your prayer request to pray for your nephew, Reginald, as he's had his blood transfusion. We're praying and believing God for his total healing. So we thank God for that prayer request. Are there any other prayer requests? All you have to do is hit and we'll be able to see. Okay, don't know why it keeps clearing you. I'm so sorry. Seems to be stuck on that. There is a 253. If you would hit star 6 one more time. Not sure why it was doing that. Okay, 718-272. You're up. Sister Vaughn.
God bless you, Pastor. I'm sorry. I've been hoarse for about 2 weeks now. But my prayer request is for my brother Richard. He was fetal alcohol affected at birth. And he's 40-something, 46, I think he is. But for the last 25 years, it's been a burden trying to work with him. And I'm at a point where I need to just show him tough love and let him. It's more stress than it is blessing working with him. Good man, good heart. But the alcoholism and the battle with it, it is more than I can handle. I'm at a point where I have to step away. You know, I didn't give him the alcohol, you know, but I'm trying to work with him. But right now I just feel like I've abandoned him and turned my back. I'm just believing God for his total deliverance. And it's not that he got to get right before I have to take a mental break away from it. And I'm just asking God to give me direction, because I feel bitter toward him right now. And I know that's not the will of God, but it's too much.
Okay. So we're praying for your, I'm sorry, give me your first name again.
This is Ronnie in Tacoma, Washington.
Ronnie. Okay, I see that. And then we're praying for your brother Richard, that God's will be done in his life for his total deliverance, and where you need to be restored and refreshed from your relationship there with him, and get God's guidance, I heard you say that, on exactly how and what to do. So we will definitely be, Ronnie, praying in agreement for you and the victory of deliverance in Richard's life. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Next from 414-429, you're up.
Hi, this is Vivian Lee from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like prayer for my brother. I had gave a prayer request for him before for pancreatic cancer and liver cancer, and he's going to have a procedure done today at 1 o'clock. So I would just like prayer for him.
Okay. And you are in Milwaukee, right? So that's what, Central Standard?
Yes. Yes. His name is Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay, Sister Vivian, we're praying for your brother. Nathaniel is having a procedure at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time with pancreatic and liver cancer, and all of them must bow to the name of Jesus, as we will definitely be standing in the gap and praying for the success of that operation, but utmost for his total Jehovah Rapha healing. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for your prayer requests. And next we have Sister Mallory, 919.
Yes.
761.
Just keep me in prayer, but I also have a friend that her husband is named Lemon Haywood. And they found a mass on his liver. But in order to do the surgery, they are having to put a tube in his side to drain his enzymes are so high that they're having to drain, I guess, the enzymes or whatever from his liver, because it's three times higher than it should be. But then they're going to do the surgery once they get the enzymes down. But we're praying that, I want you all to be praying that when they check again that there is no mask on his liver.
Okay, so what was his first name again?
Lerman Haywood. His name is Lerman.
I spell what you say, his first name.
I think it's like Herman, L-U-R-M-A-N.
Okay. All right. So you're praying for your friend's husband, Lerman Haywood. We found a mask on his liver, and he needs for his enzymes to go down, and they're putting a tube in, and we're believing God that when they run the test again, that the mask will have dissolved.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All righty. Well, I've got that, and thank you so much for that prayer request, Sister Myrtle. And we praise God for those prayer requests. I think that's all I see a queue right now. Is it anyone else before we close out in prayer and just cover that again? We started out with Denotra for God to send her the right accountability partner, and Rushi to continue to pray for her family and finances, and to definitely lift up the Parson family in Alabama and all the families who've suffered great loss due to those tornadoes, for Dorothy, to pray for her friend Robert, who's in a stressful situation, for the peace of God, the direction of God, to also lift up Gina and pray and continue for her family, the Coward family, and for her immediate family for a financial breakthrough. And Sister Marie Preston asked for us to pray for her nephew Reginald, as he's had a blood transfusion and his total healing. And with Ronnie, to pray for Richard, her brother, who is now 43 years old and has been struggling with since birth, being born with a fetal alcohol syndrome, but for now, at this stage of his life, for total deliverance, and for her to get God's direction and guidance and the wisdom of God on how to handle that situation. And then for Vivian, to pray for her brother Nathaniel, who has pancreatic and liver cancer. Pray and really aiming our prayers today at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time for that procedure, for the Jehovah Rapha healing of God, for the guidance of God, for every surgeon, every nurse, any anesthesiologist, anybody in that room. We cover that in prayer. And for Myrtle, for her friend Lerman Haywood, who has a mass on his liver and needs for his enzymes to come down, we believe as they go to put the tube in that the mass will be dissolved. And then we all want to remember Brother Elijah Roberts in prayer today, and we're keeping our heads up, confessing the word that he is the healed in Jesus' name. So just as a concluding prayer, I'm going to ask Dr. J if she will come back and close us out as we cover these prayer requests, please. You muted yourself. Okay.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
All right. Let's just go before the throne room, excuse me, of the Lord in prayer this morning. Because I truly believe, even as has been said on this call this morning, that the Word of God is the only truth that we have to stand upon. And that's where we go, and that's where we stand. That's where we make all of our confessions, and we don't get moved by what we see, because according to John 17:17, his word is truth. So, Father, we just thank you this day that you know every circumstance, every situation that has been lifted up on this call to you this morning. And we are coming to the God that's all-knowing. We're coming to the God that's merciful this morning. We're coming to the God that's able to heal and to deliver. We're coming to a God that will not close his ears when the righteous cry out. You have said in your word that when we pray, you heareth us. And God, because we know this morning that you heareth us. We are so confident this morning. We have the assurance this morning. Because you hear us, we know that we have every petition that we so desire from you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you know how to deliver the righteous. And God, we thank you that if we are on this call this morning and we are born again, we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And because you have given us righteousness as a gift, we walk that out. And so we say, no matter what kind of situation we're in, no matter how dangerous it might look, no matter whatever natural calamity going on in Alabama, going on in Georgia, and in any of those areas where the tornadoes have touched down, you are the God that's able to deliver the righteous. Hallelujah. And you know how to deliver us as we walk in obedience to you. You will preserve. Yes, you will, Lord God, the way of your saints. According to Proverbs 2:8, you will preserve the way of the saints of God. And God, we stand on that. You also are a shield and a buckler for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are today. You are a shield. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looked like. You are a shield for those of us that woke up right and integrity of your word. So we thank you today for being our shield. You shield us from every danger. You shield and protect us from every hurt. And because of that, Lord God, we go in basing what we pray according to your word. Thank you today, Lord God, for what you've already done. Thank you for what our necks are stretched, anticipating you to do. Thank you that you are a God that's able to do everything that these prayer requests have been sent up to you to do. Help them to come into your nostrils as a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah. And I thank you that we have a benefit package from you. You heal us of all diseases. Hallelujah. You redeem our life from destruction. Glory to God. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy. God, you satisfy our mouth today with good things. And you are renewing our strength today as the eagle. And you are causing us to mount up with wings. And you are causing us to run and not get weary, to walk and not faint. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Thank you that you cause us to triumph in every good work. I bless you that you have set us free. And I say even now, a fresh wind of your anointing will blow upon every prayer request that has been lifted up to you. Blow a fresh wind of your anointing upon it. And so saturate, Lord God, these prayer requests with your holy anointing. And God, we thank you that you will even now cause us to look unto Jesus, because we know that he is the finisher of our faith. And because of what he's already done, we can have joy when it looks like we ought to be saddened this morning. So cause our countenance to come in line with your word. Cause us to mount up with wings. Cause us to run and not get weary. Cause us to go through and know that you're going to bring us out successfully on the other side. So I thank you, Lord God, that we will not be afraid. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk knowing that we can do not what you said for us to do, but we are knowing this day that we can walk out boldly everything that you've said for us to do. So we thank you in advance. We give you praise. We give you the highest glory this morning. And we say, get yourself a name, Lord God, out of our lives and everything that we put our hands to do. Cause it this morning to be blessed in you and to be prosperous. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you this morning.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sealing these prayer requests. And we know that this covers those we received and even the unspoken prayer requests. We are believing God for the victory for each and every one of you. Again, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, and with that powerful word today, to dare to pursue your dreams, we are keeping our heads up and believing God for the victory in our lives and the entire Master Call family. So we encourage you on this fabulous Friday. Thanking again Kathy, Minister Kathy, for closing us out in prayer, for the Hendersons for just blessing us with the such rich word that they walk in and just pour out to us so faithfully. We love and appreciate you. Thank you again to Candy for opening us up. And for each and every one of you on this call, go out and have an awesome, awesome day and weekend, knowing that with the Master's call, now it is our turn to submit to the call on our lives from the Master and be his hand extended and that minister in the marketplace. Be blessed and have a fantastic weekend in Christ. Amen and bye-bye.